This is a CBC podcast. It's the story behind the stories on As It Happens. From interviews with world leaders to the wild, weird, and wacky. As It Happens gets the straight goods right from the horse's mouth. Download the podcast at cbc.ca/podcasts.
From the Randolph Theatre in Toronto, a city caught in the merciless death grip of a howling snowmageddon. Or as we call it in Edmonton, spring. It's The Irrelevant Show!
And so, Bond, I've prepared a number of devices to assist you on the Geneva mission.
Ah, you're too good to me, Q.
Please, Bond, pay attention. The first is this pen.
I've already got a pen.
Not one that emits an electrical charge that can block any satellite signal.
Ah, a pen that's mightier than the sword, eh?
And then there's this bow tie. It releases a toxin that will make any tiger obey your commands.
Yeah, it's oddly specific.
And this briefcase can expand to the size of a two-person luge.
Phew!
What is it, Bond?
How do you always know exactly what I'm going to need? Every time I go on a mission, I always use every single one of the things you give me. If you make lava-proof boots, I somehow end up in a volcano lair. How do you do it?
Oh, well, I supply the bad guys with their equipment first, and then I give you everything you'll need to counter it.
What?
It's the only way I make any real money. This government job pays next to nothing. The real money is in building nuclear bases on the moon and trapdoor shark tanks.
Well, how could you?
Well, you always win, don't you? You get everything you need to stop everything I make for them. I give one of their henchmen metal teeth, and then I give you magnetic dental floss to stop him. You didn't really think you were some sort of super spy, did you?
Well,
come on, Bond. How could you defeat a billionaire in an impregnable undersea fortress with just your tiny gun and a rented tuxedo? You're not that good.
I'm good at some things. Like cards.
I supply every casino you play in with trick decks. I mean, have you seen yourself play? You're terrible.
Well, I...
No, really. You're easily the worst card player I have ever seen. Think about it. Whenever the hand is really important, you always get a straight flush. If you knew anything about odds, you'd understand how ridiculous that is.
The ladies like me.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. You've got me there. It's not like they're all robots.
What?
Nothing. Off you go. Have a good mission. Don't tell anyone what you've learned today or you'll be rebooted again. Goodbye.
But wait, Q, I... Yeah, at least my theme song plays whenever I do something cool.
That's your bloody ringtone. Answer your phone once in a while.
Damn it, that was so close.
Close, but you'll never beat the master.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see how you do on the next level.
Ah! Didn't see that barrel coming, eh?
No, it's that.
Oh, keep it down, Grandpa's ghost, okay? We're in the middle of a game.
That's your Grandpa's ghost?
Yeah. What a pain. He just whines all the time. It's super annoying.
What does he want?
Peace, I guess.
Well, how's he gonna find peace? What, does he need to pass a message on to the living or finish some unfinished business, maybe?
I don't know. That's just what he says all the time. Peace, peace. Where are my peace?
Hey. Sean's grandpa's ghost. Do you want peace?
Kiss.
Don't wind him up.
Kiss. my keys.
Okay, are you happy? Now he's never gonna shut up.
Well, he's not saying peace, he's saying keys. Where are my keys?
Keys. Yeah.
Now, did he leave a set of keys somewhere when he was alive?
Yeah, they're right there on the dresser.
But your keys are on the dresser.
Oh, there are my keys. That was driving me crazy.
Hey, he disappeared. I guess he just wanted his keys. I thought he was saying peace. Good job, man.
Thanks.
You know, Jordan, I think you could do this sort of thing for a living.
And that's when I knew I could do this sort of thing for a living. I could help people get rid of ghosts by figuring out what their ghosts need in order to move on to the afterlife. I could be the ghost understanderer.
Blood. Blood.
Why is the ghost of my hairdresser calling out for my blood?
No, not blood. Blonde. She liked you better blonde.
Oh!
Red hair makes you look trashy.
It's the ghost of Toronto's international reputation.
I can't seem to understand it. I think it's some kind of patois.
Ford.
Mars, the red planet, the year 2259.
What's going on? All right, we've got to do something about this right away.
My friends, members of the High Council of New Canada, we are facing a situation of the utmost urgency.
By the mustache of Chris Hadfield, what is it?
Our long-range sensors are detecting a weather disturbance on the other side of the planet. It's exponentially more severe than a normal Martian storm. Our base, our colony, could be wiped out.
Wiped out?
What are we gonna do?
No, this is not the time to panic. We must remain calm. We must be resourceful. We must ask ourselves, what would Commander Chris Hadfield do?
Praise Hadfield.
We could play our acoustic guitars.
Yes. Excellent. All crew to the outer perimeter. To the guitars. To the guitars.
Shall we launch a Bare Naked Ladies collaboration?
No, Mullins, this is life and death. Release the David Bowie covers.
Yes. Initiating Bowie covers. Damn it!
What is it, Mullins?
The acoustic David Bowie covers have not slowed the storm in the slightest.
Did you try Space Oddity?
Yes, we tried Space Oddity, damn it! I know what I'm doing. I'm telling you, it's not working.
I don't understand. The acoustic Bowie covers have never let us down before. Not even during the Maetherian Plasma Wars of 2214. Options, people!
We could grow mustaches.
We have mustaches already! The men have their mustaches of hair, and the women have their mustache tattoos. There are no more mustaches to grow!
The children! The children do not yet have mustaches! We must mustache the children!
No! The mustaching is our most sacred ceremony. A boy or girl may not be mustachioed before the age of 14. And even then, only after they have mastered all of our rites and rituals. If we do not follow the path of Hadfield, then what are we working for? We may as well be wiped out, Hadfield forbid.
Your principles will ruin us all. Would you see our foothold on Mars demolish in the name of your damn religion?
Captain, please. We must work together now more than ever. You must release your resentment like Commander Chris Hadfield released water from the cloth in that one awesome video he posted online.
Hadfield be praised.
I'm sorry.
We're all sorry.
Sorry.
By the sparkling eyes of Commander Chris Hadfield, I fear we are lost.
I have led you on a mission that was doomed to fail. What were we thinking? Sending a team of Canadians to colonize Mars. I mean, we're good scientists and pioneers. We're quite good. We've got a ton of heart, but we're no NASA guys.
Those guys are the best.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing.
Awesome equipment.
I applied for NASA 4 times.
Let's face facts. We did a pretty good job, but it wasn't enough. We failed, because we're just some everyday Canadians. The kind of people you might run into at the store or your kid's hockey game. And yet, we tried to carve out a new civilization on the barren desert planet of Mars. Well, if this is truly the end, let's stop by the Space Timmies one last time and...
Sir, the storm is retreating!
What? But how?
Of course. Your humility. The most Hadfieldian quality of all. Humility turned back the storm. Praise Hadfield!
Praise Hadfield!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Randolph Theatre in Toronto as part of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Fest.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by the CN Tower. The CN Tower, not compensating for anything since 1976.
And now, please welcome today's musical guests, George Westerholm and Chris Bennett.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing in life is respect. But before you can respect others, you have to respect yourself. Respect yourself. You got to respect yourself. Let me hear you say yeah. Let me hear you say yeah, yeah. Yeah, let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, how are you going to have self-respect, ladies and gentlemen, if you just do what other people tell you to do? You can't. I'm going to tell you a little bit about self-respect here this evening. Now, self-respect is not about how much money you make or what kind of a fancy car you drive. Self-respect is being able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, nobody can tell I dye my hair. That is self-respect. Self-respect, it means no matter how many times you might stumble and fall, you pick yourself up and you have another drink. Because they're delicious. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, self-respect means that you're true to yourself, right? You don't change just to please other people. You're who you are. No matter how many times you're fired for basically the same reason, it doesn't change who you are. They should lock that supply cupboard if they don't want people taking things from it. Right? Yeah! And I'll tell you another thing. You know what? You can't control what people think and what they say. People are gonna say all kinds of crazy things like, oh, that guy's a jerk, he's owed me $700 for 5 years. You can't change how much money you owe people. But you can change your attitude about it. The hell with them! Yeah! Now I'd like to talk to the ladies here tonight. Beautiful ladies. Too many ladies, they hate their bodies. They hate the way they look, and that is wrong. I cannot tell you how many women I've lived next door to that feel they have to pull down their blinds every time they get changed. That hurts me. I want you to know that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to share with you right now perhaps the most important point of this whole song here this evening. Later, when you are questioned by the police about my presence here this evening, and you will be questioned by the police about my presence here this evening, I need you to say that I was here with you until 4 a.m. Can I get a 4 a.m.? Yeah! Break it down! Respect! Thank you.
Let's face it, online dating can be scary. You've probably tried all those sites that promise to take the fear out of dating, and I bet you were disappointed. So why not try a site that puts more fear into dating? Your deepest fear. All your fear. Here at Phobic Connections, we match our clients up with fun and sexy singles who share their phobias. Then we make them face those fears in a fun, romantic setting. Take Paul and Jenny. He works in finance. She's a stylist. And they're both deathly afraid of goats. Let's see what happens when we phobic connect them.
I like your hair.
Thanks, I like you.
Release the goat!
Oh, goat! Goat! Mommy! Ah, what is happening?
It took them a few days to calm down. But here's what they had to say afterwards.
I really like the way that Paul wet his pants and screamed for his mummy when the goat was released.
I like the way Jenny screamed and clawed at my face when the goat was released.
I can't wait for date number two.
Thanks, Phobic Connections.
You've tried to find someone to share your dreams. Only Phobic Connections matches you with someone who shares your nightmares. Meet John and Samantha.
I work hard. I play hard. Oh, and another thing about me, I'm terrified of clowns.
I'm a busy career woman with a passion for traveling and fitness and...
Oh, get it away! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
This is literally my worst fear!
Will you marry me?
Yes! Oh my God, yes!
I love you so much!
Right now... At this very moment, Phobic Connections is offering a free trial month for all clients who sign up before the full moon. So what are you waiting for? Who knows? You might find love, like Lisa and Craig.
I live in fear of being abandoned. Isn't that right, Craig? Craig? Craig?
Phobic Connections. Because the deepest thing you feel is irrational terror.
All right, class, repeat after me. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. The
rain.
Yeah, better. Okay, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
The rain in Spain.
Hi, I'm Jordan the Ghost Understanderer. Are your walls bleeding? Are your nights haunted by unearthly shrieks and wails? No problem. Send your ghost to my class in Spirit Diction, and pretty soon you'll know exactly what they want from you.
you fool, the only game show created and hosted by an actual supervillain. And now, here's your host, Dr. Apocalypse.
Silence, you fools! We have gathered here at my volcano lair to dispense valuable prizes. Contestant number one, state your name and relate a charming anecdote.
I'm Kyle Moss. Folks around my office make fun of me for my rubber band collection, and I...
Silence, you fool! Contestant number two, are you as boring as contestant number one?
I don't know. My name is Daphne Evans, and I collect doll heads.
Silence, you fool! Your hobby disturbs me. Let us begin the game. The categories are volcanoes, henchmen, Dr. Apocalypse's pet peeves, everybody loves Raymond, and potpourri. Contestant number two, you sicken me less than contestant number one. Choose now!
Everyone loves Raymond?
What was the first name of Raymond's hapless brother? His name was Robert.
Don't we get to guess?
Silence, you fool! Dr. Apocalypse knows all.
Yeah, well, you have the answers there in front of you.
Silence, you fool! Contestant one, choose now.
Potpourri?
What is that odor you smell?
I don't know.
The answer is potpourri. I put some out before the show started. The answer was in the category the whole time, you fool! Contestant two.
This isn't fun anymore.
Silence, you fool! You choose volcanoes.
Is the answer the volcano we're in right now?
Very clever, Daphne. Perhaps you are a worthy adversary after all.
I choose Dr. Apocalypse's pet peeve.
You presumptuous worm!
People who try to take over your show, is that your pet peeve?
It is a peeve. But the answer we were looking for was cable companies that make Dr. Apocalypse bundle a bunch of channels together. I want the Sci-Fi Network, so I have to take the Poker Network too. Who's the real supervillain, am I right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, that bugs me too.
Silence, you fool! You lose. But we have some lovely parting gifts for you. Here is a lifetime supply of car wax.
Oh, that's only one small jar. That's not much car wax.
You don't have much lifetime. Now then, remaining contestant, are you ready for the bonus round?
Do I have a choice?
Of course you have a choice. You can answer a question or leave now with an all-expense-paid trip to death.
I'll take the question.
What is the name of the actor who played Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Alec Guinness.
Thank you. That has been bothering me all day. No, I wanted to say Alex P. Keaton, but I knew that wasn't it. You know, you get the wrong name stuck in your head and you just can't fit anything else in there. It drives you crazy and you kill your henchmen and then you feel terrible because you have to get your own coffee. And...
Silence, you fool!
The final answer! You did it!
What do I win?
The volcano, the game show, my entire evil empire. Take it all. To tell you the truth, I'm losing my cape on this mess. There's no money in supervillainy. I spend a fortune on evil gadgets, and somehow James Bond always has the perfect countermeasure. And then there's the insurance and
Silence, you fool!
That's the spirit.
This has been Silence, You Fool, a Dr. Apocalypse, Daphne Evans production. If you'd like to be a contestant on Silence, You Fool, just wander into the Forbidden Zone or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Silence, You Fool at...
Silence, You Fool!
Yes, Master.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
Kathleen Phillips,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by George Westerholm and Chris Bennett. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Chris Craddock, Aaron Eves, Michael Belazzo, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. Special thanks to Greg DeClute and Kyle Katasiewicz of CBC Toronto, and Paul Snepts of the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto!
What's the noise going on there? I heard a woo. Oh, is it ghosts?
It's ghosts.
It's coming from inside the theater. Hey, Vancouverites. The Irrelevant Show is coming to the CBC Music Festival at Deer Lake Park on Saturday, June 14th. We'll perform some of our most popular songs and sketches about music as well. That's the CBC Music Festival on the 14th of June. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.